Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 31.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and I'm happy to welcome you to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having a great time outside. We like to run, ride, walk, hike, bike, swim, and ski. If it's fun and keeps us healthy, then we're into it. The gym is okay in a pinch, but it's really our last resort. We'd rather be out on the trail, feeling the wind in our hair, and working on our next adventure. And if you love the outdoors and staying fit and active, then you found the right place. In this episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, we're going way outside and taking a close look at a different kind of hockey played below the surface. I'll review a running app that might just change the way you think about running, and I'll throw down a fitness challenge to keep you focused and motivated this week.
Way out.
So this week in the Way Outside segment, we're talking about underwater hockey. So what is underwater hockey? So without much explanation, I'm sure you've got a pretty good idea that it's a game of hockey that's played underwater. But if you're imagining men and women in hockey gear with big wooden sticks hitting a puck around, you'd only be partially correct. So here's a better definition. Underwater hockey, which is also known as octopush and water hockey, is a globally played non-contact sport where two teams compete to move a puck across the bottom of a swimming pool and into a goal. So the history of this sport is pretty fascinating. I went over to Chicago UWH, which stands for underwater hockey, and they have a great section there about the history of this game and how it was invented. So the story that they have on their site comes directly from someone named Alan Blake, who has been credited as the inventor of octopush, which later became known as underwater.